Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
And chronic pain relief. Don't take a pill. Call Dr. Gill, 615-794-0800.
It's too cold outside. People in Nashville can't drive. Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is My Primary Complaint with a Midday 180.
My primary complaint today is for Doug Marrone, head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, who in a conference call today, about an hour ago, I guess, said that Blaine Gabbert has no weaknesses. Blaine Gabbert started a game last week and won a game as a starter in the NFL. He started last year for Arizona. I believe Arizona beat Jacksonville. I also know I watched a miserable performance by both teams when Arizona beat Tennessee last year out west. But to sit on the phone and give the cliche of Blaine Gabbert has no weaknesses, do a little bit better than that. Because Blaine Gabbert was only allowed to throw 20 passes, attempt 20 passes last week in a game plan that included Derrick Henry in the Wildcat that was installed on a Friday. That's my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain. And complain.
Hutton, you've complained before about the interviews in the locker room post-game after a loss with college football teams being very somber.
Yes.
We've talked about Tim Priest going very quiet and just, you know, hey, tough loss out there, having to soften every question.
It's a great third down run, though.
Let me give you a complaint about something that's even worse than that. Driving home from the Nebraska loss to Troy, listen to the postgame, they have someone in the locker room that's doing the same thing. Boy, just tough loss out there. You guys worked hard to come back and just couldn't get it done. Now imagine those bad questions followed up with making the guy in the locker room do a live read, a spot at the end of it. So you're sitting there with Andrew Bunch, quarterback from Independence High School in Thompson Station here in Tennessee. The guy sounds like he's on the verge of tears after losing to Troy in his first ever start as Nebraska quarterback. And he goes, oh, Andrew, thank you so much for your time. And that was brought to you by Dorothy Lynch. You can pick that up at your neighborhood Public stores. And back to you guys. Terrible. And it's my primary complaint.
Well done.
And they complain and complain and complain.
Now
and
batting. The person that Channel 4 thought was Chad Withrow last night, David Reed.
You got some good FaceTime on there.
I did. Your discretion is advised.
I can't grow facial hair like that, just for the record.
So I made
marginalized because you weren't around. I knew you were in Nebraska.
Frozen all patchy like.
I was at the Titans-Texans game on Sunday. First time that I attended a Titans game in a number of years since the Raiders were in town. And this was prevalent with Raiders fans. Of course, we know how much of despicable human beings Raiders fans are, but this seems to be a growing trend among Titans fans as well. Fat white guys in number 69 custom jerseys.
69!
It's not funny. It's not ironic. It's just stupid. Unless your name is Billy Bob and you're from West Canaan, it's not a good look.
Sure wasn't
pet pig. And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
I love that one. Oh, this should be good. Paul Koharski.
My primary complaint, acid of all sorts. Hydrochloric acid, acid washed jeans, and the kind that this intruder into my house likely took. Acid.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
What is in the drug acid?
I don't know, but I was just reading. There's a lot PCP. Of stuff I want to keep up with here. But one of it THC. Said that it's so strong that it's measured.
I mean, I know it's LSD,
like,
but
measured. Acid is a ridiculously powerful drug. It's measured in micrograms.
Hmm.
10 to the negative 6.
So you're
all the
not,
good ones are.
You're not acid curious like you are meth curious.
No, in fact.
Who decides they want to do acid? In 2018, it just doesn't seem like a modern drug. It's like Kirby's love of absinthe.
If I were ever into drugs, the last thing I want is a drug that's going to increase my activity level, like this seemed to in this young man.
Increase activity while decreasing your clothes.
Activity up. Strength up. Reed is not a fan of
Before I climb this tree, let's get naked.
Hashtag reasons I don't do acid.
Yeah. Reed is anti-uppers. Is what I found out.
I should point out for the 100 people that moved to Nashville a day, Paul is meth curious only because of the show Breaking Bad.
Yeah, and I mentioned it to
and you want the blue. You want the pure stuff.
I mentioned it to Aaron Paul. He laughed.
He looked at you like, what?
It was not a good idea. Which yeah, I know it's not.
But he kind of laughed and then got real serious about it. Guys, this is really a cautionary tale. I don't think you... the point of the show is not to get you to want to do that. I think you're really missing the point of what we've been writing.
That's kind
of
opposite.
The art that we've been creating has really been misinterpreted by you.
Jesse is first up today.
Acid in 2018. Who knew?
What's up, Jesse?
Yeah, it's gonna be really hard to follow Paul's there, but we are glad you're okay, Paul. But I listen to the Wake Up Zone midday and the 3HL. This is my favorite of the three shows. But there's something that happens on all three shows, whether I'm on the app or in my car, that I'm not sure if people know. Y'all's door in the background squeaks all the damn time.
We're going to check it right now. We're going to check it right now.
Hold on. Here comes.
Can somebody get some WD-40 and please spray that thing down? But
it just didn't make noise. Chad is opening it right now, and it's not making any noise. Listen.
There it is. It just shut.
You're talking to it, scared it out of squeaking.
I promise.
Good job, Jesse.
We're going to call you WD-40.
It's fixed.
Somebody bring the WD-40 to work and take care of it.
Kirby, get in here.
We're with you, Jesse.
Kirby.
Thank you, man.
You know what it is sometimes, though? It's this.
Yeah, it's probably Hutton's microphone.
It's probably the microphone.
It's not mine. I turn my mic off whenever I move the microphone.
Mine squeaks. Here it is.
There you go.
It's Paul's. If there's ever any audio issues, just blame Paul.
I'm not a radio guy.
Also, could be my back.
here we go again. It's just says, Clay's, you're a blogger. Paul's a blogger more than a radio guy. Blogger first.
Journalist.
Just like he's a northerner. He's lived here 20 years. He's lived here longer than he's lived in the north.
You can't get me out of here, though. Somebody tried over the week.
But the moment someone accuses him of being a northerner in a negative way, it's, Chief, I've lived here 20 years. How much more do you want from me?
There are certain arguments.
I'm more southern than sweet tea.
There's just certain arguments of convenience. And I'll
always remember you talking with Kirk Herbstreit at the Preds game.
He's like, how long have you been down here? Like 2 years?
Yeah, and he's like, God, I thought you moved here yesterday. How long you been gone from Jersey?
Like, killing me.
Sound like Joe Pesci.
Listen to you. I thought you moved here yesterday.
Thanks, Kirk. That was big.
Just crush me. Let's go next to Brian. Hey, Brian.
Happy Wednesday, fellas.
Hey.
So Monday, I was walking around downtown working, wearing my Ohio State shirt. Guy comes up to me in one of the bars that I was working in and said, how'd y'all like that butt kicking y'all took Saturday? It's like, I didn't even know what to say to the guy. I'm like, obviously you watched no football or any highlight show or anything because we actually won. And I said, who are you a fan of? Obviously you're not a TCU fan or you to watch the game. And he said, I'm an Alabama fan. It's like, I'm not surprised. Why am I less surprised that you're an Alabama fan? And I'm like, if you're going to run your mouth to somebody.
Yes.
Like, which I'm all for, by the way, I'm all for it. Make sure that their team actually lost. Like, that's
right? To Alabama fans out there, everyone's just a loser. Everyone lost. If you didn't win 62-7 like they did, then
everyone,
you lost.
Everyone is Ole Miss.
How about that butt kicking with that 9-point win you guys won? You guys put
team?
Up on TCU. It
doesn't matter. You're Ole Miss.
Yeah. I mean it. Roll Tide.
What's that from? That's great.
Some Birmingham meth head that was on trial for something, pleading his innocence in court.
I'm innocent. Roll Tide.
Unbelievable.
We go to Josh next. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Great, man.
Hey, Paul. Glad everything's all right with the family.
Thank you.
My primary complaint is with the weather people. You know, if there's a 30% chance that there's going to be just a random rumble of thunder, do we have to code red the whole day? I mean, if it's just a regular thunderstorm,
apparently yes.
I'm tired of going code red all day long. Just leave the regular thunderstorm alone. We like them.
Speaking to Paul's heart with this complaint.
I mean, I understand it. It seems to me like we knew what lightning could do in the 1970s. And I think we had the capacity to know if it was nearby.
Yeah, we played football in it in the 70s, too.
I don't know if you can measure it the way they do now.
Well, 1980s, 1990s. I mean, this is a relatively new phenomenon.
I don't recall announcements being made on how far away the lightning strike was until like
seems like a pretty new advance.
Last 15 years, for sure.
But even 15 years ago, were games being stopped as regularly as they're being stopped now?
No, you just played right through it.
Yeah. So we were idiots then, is what it amounts to in terms of safety on the issue.
Yeah.
Is what we're saying it amounts to.
Carolyn on Twitter says, I know someone who took acid in the 80s. It made them take off their clothes to get in their Jeep, and they drove around searching for their Jeep.
Wow.
They were driving.
Well, in the end, he found it.
Paul, did this...
I didn't know people were doing acid even in the 80s.
Really.
Much less 2018.
You really got to get it together. Don't you? You watch a lot of TV about these decades.
Oh, I do, but the 80s was known for an upper, not a downer.
Chad hasn't heard the song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Again, that was what, 1972, that song?
Probably. Yeah.
I think late 60s, yeah. Early 70s was the high point for acid.
The senior song at high schools, apparently.
And that was my time. I was born in 69.
Everyone's really getting into the Grateful Dead.
Do you have a jersey?
Local high schools. You know, I just
have a jersey. I have no jersey.
The class of 2019 is getting together. Like, you know, I just turned on Pink Floyd one day and it all really connected for me.
I'd like to...
Popped on a VHS of Fantasia.
Hey, good to see you again, Chad. You want to hit?
Let's take it back. Junior year. It's just insane. I'm sorry.
It is.
It's not even funny. It's just... It is funny, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, not funny.
No.
Or it's not funny, funny.
Kirby, I can hear Kirby now. Well, in my day, we just smoked a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah. Kirby...
Nicotine high carried me far enough.
Kirby was
in the super strength
team. He made me rappel off the side of my high school.
Right, I scaled up that building just on the high from nicotine.
Jackson County, we'd snort Clorox for fun.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's.